views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is your moment. Gather together each week to follow leadership by example, love, and inspiration. Welcome to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with one of the most prominent naturopathic doctors in this country, as well as a leading detoxification and environmental illness specialist. Now, here's your host, Dr. Ronnie.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ronnie, your host. Another episode of Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. I have a special guest with me. Her name is Dr. Makeba Maureen. She's a nutritional healer and a mind-body specialist. Today, we are talking about chronic illness and how it affects your life and how you could be happier and healthier. This is part three of a four-part series. And it's exciting talking about this subject, and we're going to need to do it probably at least six more times. As you know, I specialize in 21 chronic illness. If you go to my website, and many of you have known me for many years now, I've spent the last 25 years of my life helping people all over the country with their chronic illness. Many of them have come to my retreat on Martha's Vineyard and spent as much as 21 days with me. You hear the word 21 many times. I have a book out, New York Times bestseller, 21 pounds in 21 days. I totally believe in that number 21 because it takes 21 days to change your life. And we are partnered here together, Dr. McCable and I, because we want to be here to help you to feel the best that you can feel and living with a chronic illness. Dr. McCabe, you know how I feel about this subject, and you know my heart has been in this area practically most of my life. I started as a very young person working in one of the best hospitals in the country and worked my way up to PhD, becoming a naturopath only because of my passion, but somehow along the way, I came down with a chronic illness myself. So in order to keep myself alive, my family and friends and loved ones alive, and many clients around the country, I'm always researching the best of the best. And when I partnered up with you, many years ago, I realized that we're one of the same, and we think alike, and that's important to me. I love the way you talk to your clients about how they can feel happier. Can you explain to me and explain to our listeners what are some of the things you tell them when they feel like there's nowhere else to go but out? And you know what I mean by that, because we get a lot of that at the retreat. I mean, we get people say, you know, you're my last hope. I don't like that. I want to be there first, but you know, sometimes we are the last hope and we have to deal with the emotions and the mental pain that they're going through.
Well, again, good afternoon. It's always a pleasure to be here. I love this show, Dr. Ronnie. I love you for being courageous enough with all of the talent that you have and the genius mind that you have to go into an area that, although here in the Western part of the world, has not been as popular. It was, I know, as you said, because we think alike, that it was more important for you to offer people honest truth on the miraculous healing powers of their body. And so I just wanted to thank you for that, you know, and of course your show is Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. And to address your question, it can be very difficult when you have a dis-ease of the chronic nature or even of the acute nature, but definitely of the chronic nature, and your mindset and your emotions and your psychological well-being is very, very low and damaged. So what you asked is, how do I help clients? How do I help those who come to us turn that around and get get the proper mindset so they can have the energy and the will to make these lifestyle changes and go on this natural path, this wonderful natural path of healing. And we do that through several ways. One of the first ways we do it is actually what we discussed a couple of weeks ago, and we need to reiterate it, is through nutritional and supplementation. And because a lot of the times the problem is that the person has inadequate minerals or vitamins, which is not allowing their hormonal balance to be proper, and therefore is attributing to the depression or to the feeling of lack of hope. So, and I know you'll discuss later some of those nutritional, high nutrition supplementation that could be given, because as you pointed out before, it is practically impossible in this day and time. We have to remember that the earth, the soil is not what it was 100 years ago. And even 100 years ago, it wasn't the healthiest. But it has taken a serious onslaught. And I'm saying that to say that when you grow a food, our bodies need nutrition. And if the soil we're growing it on, even in its organic state, is 10, 20, 100 times less than what it was just 100 years ago, we just are not reaping what we need to get. So supplementation is vastly important. I have seen people on supplementation for as little as 1 week, get a happy mood, all of a sudden feel hopeful, feel energetic, and then they can go about going through these detoxification and nutritional programs that we put on. So one of the first thing I want to mention that cannot be avoided is nutritional supplementation. Nutritional supplementation is so important.
That is so amazing. You know, it is, and I can't stop listening to that, because I myself constantly make sure that I get my supplementation. And people look at me and say, well, I never see you eat. I said, well, yes, you do, because I feel like I'm eating all day, because I always have a cup in my hands. And I know that my cup, whatever that is, whether it's a green drink or an antioxidant juice, or no matter whether it's a vitamin drink, no matter what it is, I know it's full of nutrition, and I know my soup's full of nutrition. And that brings up this subject, because I was talking to someone the other day. You know, people think it's getting worse, and the only reason why they think it's getting worse, because it is getting worse. Our food is worse. Our food is bad. Our water's bad. Our environment's bad. And we just constantly just keep hearing everything's so bad. We're so toxic. And now recently it came up on the national news, which I've probably known for over 20 years. But there are certain things that we know as naturopaths that we just don't talk about. But we know that our supplements can be bad if you don't have the right supplements. We now need so much education. We know that's a fact. We need supplementation because our food is so bad. So we're not questioning that anymore. We do know we need that. But now there's another level here. And that level is that we got to make sure we get the right supplementation. And that's why that our education to our clients are so very important, because some of those supplements are worthless. I mean, it just came out on national news just recently that there were certain industries out there that put out supplementation that absolutely were worthless. And, you know, many years ago, we used to call that expensive urine. But basically today we know that you pay for what you get, you know, and someone's probably thinking right now, well, how do we know what supplementation's good for us, what supplements are bad for us? OK, so the first thing you want to do is you want to look for the U.S. Pharmacopoeia sign, the USP standards on your supplements. And you also want to, even if you have to call up the company, you want to make sure that there's a third-party lab that's involved with the testing of the supplements, because it just came out that, you know, there was like four different companies that put out supplements that are worthless. But not only the supplements were not good, the last thing we wanted to hear, which is was so true, that there were contaminants in the supplements. I mean, you can, you know, go to national news and you can find out what companies they were. But I always want to be in the education business. And the education of the business that we're in, not only do we have to educate our clients about their disease, but there's 50% that we have to educate them on what to eat, the right foods to eat, the foods not to eat. Sometimes we have to educate them on what they should never eat. And then we got to now educate them on the right supplements. It's so important that we talk about that, because people today are smarter than ever, because nationally they do their research. And, you know, these companies are being called on. Now know where not to get our supplements. So that's important for us to talk about. And I'm proud to say that I have always been a researcher, and the supplementations that we do use are some of the best. And you go on our website, you know that I put together kits for every chronic illness. And I take pride in the fact that I do a lot of research before I even give someone a recommendation for supplements. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more. You know, I love the way we do the show, in that we just talk, you know, from our hearts about, you know, because we can be more passionate. But along the way, I do get people texting me and calling and asking me specific questions. So what I like to do when we come back, I like to touch a little bit on arthritis. I promise someone that, you know, we would talk specifically a little bit about arthritis, because I want to tell you that that's huge today. The numbers are growing fast. Before we go to break, I would like you to leave our listeners with a tip that you may want to talk about when we get back, about arthritis and how you can feel better even though you have a chronic illness.
Okay. One major tip that I would like to leave, which is a simple tip, is clean drinking water and adequate amounts of it. So we'll talk about different type of filtration systems that you can get. But basically, Ronnie, I've found that many, many illnesses can be greatly reduced and can be greatly healed just by adequate water. You should be drinking half your body weight minimum in water, minimum. Many of the time, most Americans are walking around mildly dehydrated, which adds greatly, and particularly to autoimmune diseases like arthritis.
I'd like to tell you a story when we get back about that one simple thing, water. People don't realize how important it is. And I'm going to tell you a little joke, and it's a funny story, but it's a cute story. When we get back, more on Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. Today, we're talking about chronic illness, part 3 of 4, and how you could be healthier and happier, even though you have a chronic illness that you're living with every day.
Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Okay, we're back talking about holistic remedies for chronic illness. When we said we were going to talk about arthritis, we had a call in, and we're talking about how to be hopeful and healthier and happier with the chronic illness. But I have to tell you, arthritis is tough. That's a tough one, because I know many clients and many people with arthritis, and I'm not talking about old people. I'm talking about young people with arthritis, and so many people have arthritis and they call it an ache or a pain in my neck, or an ache or a pain in my back, or a knee pain. I can't walk up the stairs. And I said, well, sounds like arthritis to me. And they go, oh no, I don't have arthritis though. But really they do. And because more people living with arthritis today than ever, you know, did you know that, 1 million people per year get arthritis. 50 million adults have it. 4 Wow. million in the last 4 years. I mean, you know, and I see that. I see it. And I also hear it, because they tell me, they just don't say it. You know, it's like the big C. Many years ago, people had it, but they never said the word. Okay, what are the reasons for arthritis? And I feel very confident saying this, is that we could absolutely control arthritis and feel better with arthritis. It's an inflammatory problem. Age is one, just one reason, but obesity is another one. A lack of minerals is another one. Vitamin D deficiency and many other mineral deficiencies. And as you said before we turned off into a commercial, you talked a little bit about water, which I'd like for you to go into, because we are chronically ill, chronically dehydrated, which contributes to chronic illness. And I know that people are wanting to call in to ask us some questions. So I'm going to give out that number, 1-800-930-2819. We support and we recommend that you do call in and ask your questions, because we're full of knowledge. We have some of the answers that you may need, but we need to know what your concerns are. So a person said to me, okay, well, they say, eat this, not that, eat this, not that. Let's talk about some of the foods that you should not eat, because we could spend a whole hour, many hours, on one chronic illness, and we are going to do that, you know, later on. In the season, I'd like to bring a specialist on to help us with some of these chronic illnesses, especially arthritis, since it's so prominent. But some of the foods that I recommend that you not eat is what I call nightshade foods, because basically if you remove the nightshade foods from people's diet, like for an example, I'll give you the five foods that you should remove immediately and see if you feel better. And I know people are going to go, oh, no, I love tomatoes. But tomatoes is at the top of my list for a food that helps the body to create more inflammation. Let's just put it that way. Peppers, all color peppers. I don't know. They may have a new color this year. But the ones that I'm familiar with is bell peppers. They're green, yellow, orange, red. Remove bell peppers and see how that makes you feel. Paprika is another one. Eggplant is another one. These are some of the foods, and white potatoes. I mean, I love, yams and sweet potatoes, but, you know, you have to admit that's a vegetable as well. But a white potato is another nightshade food. So if you remove these basic foods from your diet and just see how you feel and increase the water. And Dr. McCabe, you can talk a little bit about that, but I'm going to give you a plant, a food that I believe that helps, and that's most of your greens. But the other thing that I found that helps, and that was cherries. And the reason why the cherries help is because it has what's called an anthocyanin plant, which is a pigment of the plant that have a powerful anti-inflammatory property. And we now know that omega-3 also helps. So those are some of the things you can do. I mean, there's many more things you could do for arthritis. I didn't want to spend the whole time on arthritis, but that was a big, huge concern that I've gotten in the last few days. But I want you to talk a little bit about water, because that is so very important. And I have to admit, and I don't like to admit this, but water for me was hard. And so I'll tell you after you talk about water, what I did to increase my water intake.
Yes. Water for many people is hard. And before we go into how this is related to arthritis, I wanted to mention the importance of clean water. Now, I'm not advocating a particular system, but I am advocating that no time do you drink tap water, and that you should have your water at least filtered. And I suggest some type of double or triple filtration system, like reverse osmosis, in some cases distilled water. You do have to remember that distilled water has no minerals in it, and therefore can leach minerals from your body, but in some cases it's necessary. The point that I want to bring out is to make sure that you're drinking, not drinking tap water, because tap water does have a high amount of very dangerous elements in it, like lead and other things that are very toxic. So make sure that your water is very good, clean water. Now, the other thing I wanted to say is that rheumatoid arthritis is very, very prevalent these days, which is very unfortunate, in very small children to very old adults. And Dr. Ronnie, I have seen children. I've seen very young children with the joints of an 80-year-old. So it's very hurtful to see an 8-year-old child that has the joints of an 8-year-old. An 8-year-old child have the joints of an 80-year-old, and they're in just as much pain. And particularly since a lot of these joint problems are a sign of a water shortage in the body, because, of course, along your spinal column, you have different discs and you have cushions, and in between each joint, you have this. And in order for these things to be mobile, the fluids that go back and forth are mostly comprised of water. For every metabolic function in the body, meaning every function in the body, the greatest element in there is water. So even when there's a mild water shortage, particularly in the case of arthritis, the pain can be increased 100 times. And you could think of it in a very simple manner. Think about it. If you're rubbing two dry sticks together, the friction that you're going to get. Well, I like to break things about in a very in a way where we can imagine it in our minds and see the common sense of it. Okay. So if there's a water shortage in the body, and you have these balls, and you have these metabolic functions and fluids that go through to keep everything working, every time you move the hand or you move the wrist or you move the knee or you move the foot or you move the toes, you need the fingers, and there's not enough water and there's a lack of fluid, the lack of fluid is going to cause the abrasiveness to rub together and be more painful. So it's literal like that, which is going to cause the inflammation to be worse. And the more inflammation you have, the worse the dis-ease is going to be and the worse the results. So said all that to say that water plays a huge, huge function. So getting, now, how do you measure how much water you should get? My suggestion is that if you're 150 pounds, that you should be drinking a minimum of 75 ounces of water. Usually you can very easily drink double that amount, because what's going to happen is your body will just urinate out the rest. And what it's urinating out is uric acid, lactic acid, and other acids that's flushing out the system that also add to these conditions of inflammation. So I hope that helps our listeners look at it in a very practical way.
Absolutely. And, you know, if heat, this is what inflammation is. You can actually feel someone's joints and feel the heat coming from their body. You feel the inflammation. You know they're in pain because you feel the heat. It just makes sense in order to cool the body down to drink water. And that's what water is, the number one anti-inflammatory. The other thing is that there's many things that you can eat to create an anti-inflammation. I mean, we talked about omega-3s. There's certain foods that you can eat that creates anti-inflammatory. There's certain essential oils. And when we get back, I would love to give them, our listeners, a great recipe on how to cool down the heat from your joints when you're feeling the pain, how to make your joints more flexible so that when you, if you have to walk up those flight of stairs, you can do that. So let's talk about some recipes of essential oils when we get back, and maybe I can talk about a specific juice that I particularly love and also a particular antioxidant that I love. I drink an anti-inflammatory drink every single day, and I'll tell you the story. I'll tell you the story of why I do that. I might be a little bit over concerned, but I can tell you one thing. When they told me many, many years ago, maybe 15 years ago, they said, when I did iridology, I think I told you that story. They said, you have arthritis in your left knee? I said, no, I absolutely don't. And then 2 days later, I felt a little pain in my left knee. I have never felt another pain in my knees since the day they told me that. I take anti-inflammatory drink every single day, and I'll tell you what I drink when we get back. And I want you to also tell them one of your little recipes that you might have in your secret pocket about how to feel no pain. So the other thing that I would like to talk about, we talk about it a lot, is I am a detoxification specialist. So some of the things I like to talk about when we get back as well is how to have the greatest anti-inflammatory green drink that you can possibly drink. That is ordered to help your joints and to have more flexibility in your joints, so that if you do have to walk up those flight of steps, you can do it without pain. It's not a miracle like a pill, but it's something that will nourish your entire body at the same time decreasing the inflammation in your body. And what's so wrong with that, especially if it tastes good, right?
That's right.
When we get back, let's talk more about recipes for anti-inflammatory processes.
Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, February 12th through the 16th. This year's theme is I Am We, Hearts Connecting Communities, with special guests Jean Shinoda Bolin, healer Patty Conklin, Penny Pierce, and over 40 experiential life-changing workshops and inspiring evenings, all individually priced for you to create your unique conference. Evenings open to men. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for the early bird specials all through December.
Hello, we're back talking about chronic illness and how it affects your life and how you could be happier and healthier living with a chronic illness. This is part 3 of a 4-part series, and I'm here with Dr. Makeba, who is a nutritional healer and a body mind specialist. I got tongue tied on that one this time.
Yep.
many of you know that we're very passionate about the bodies being toxic, and we talk a lot about how to clean the body up. And with together, we have over 50 years of knowledge in this area. And one of the things that I always like to leave the listeners with is, what can they do to feel better? Because we've talked about this many times. Until you feel better, you can't embark on some of these programs that we're asking people to do. I mean, if you can't walk up a flight of steps and your neck is hurting and your back's hurting and you got knee pain, how can we possibly ask them to do all the things that we need them to do to get better? So let's talk about how to get rid of that pain. I have a recipe that I like to talk about because you know that I love my my medicine kits. Which I design for every chronic illness just about. You just go to my website, drronnieholistichealth.com, and you can pick your kit for your specific illness. But I also like essential oils because I like to play around with them, and I like to do baths, and I like to do soaks and stuff like that. The one that I particularly like for arthritis, and I usually give it out a lot, and that is if you get a carrier oil. And what I mean by a carrier oil, on basic oil that you can put the medicinal oils or the essential oils in, because essential oils, I have to tell you, is very powerful, and you have to be careful. Some of these oils are so powerful that you can actually burn your hand. So take very good care and specifically do exactly what the oils say when you purchase them. So I'm going to tell you about a particular oil that you can actually put on the site of your knee or your back or your neck where it hurts the most. The carrier oil that I like is basically a sesame seed oil. You can even use olive oil for a carrier oil. There's many oils you can use. But I want you to take 2 drops of lavender. I love lavender. It's good for pain. 2 drops of peppermint, 2 drops of coriander, 2 drops of eucalyptus, and 2 drops of thyme. And you put them in what's about 60 cc's or 2 ounces of the carrier oil. And that's pretty strong, and you can just make sure it's warm just a little bit. You rub it in your hands, and you put it over your knee or wherever the inflammation or the pain is, and then you could put a warm towel over that and just let it soak in. And I'm telling you, many people have called me and told me that it has helped their pain and has soothed the inflammation and actually decreased swelling as well. The other thing that what you could do is you could take a half a cup of bath salt. You know, Epsom salt is one, but there's many other bath salts that you could buy. And then you could put the drops of oils in the bath salt, because you know you can't just drop the oil in the bathtub. I did that once. That was crazy. I don't know why I did that. But you must put the oil in the bath salt, and then you run the bathtub, and then you put the bath salt with the oils instilled in it into the bathtub. And then you soak in it. And you're really going to fall in love with yourself, because I'm telling you, the aroma of the oils and the soothing effect of the oils in the warm hot tub makes you feel really good. And I have many different recipes for many different ailments that I do from these essential oils. And I would like to give do you have a green drink that's your special favorite, Dr. McCabe? I'd like to add a couple of things to it, but I'd like for you to talk about what green juice is your specialty that you like when you just don't feel good.
Yes, I do have one. I have a few, but I think in light that we've been talking about autoimmune diseases and arthritis, that I'll give one that's excellent for energy, and it's also an anti-inflammatory. So it will also be excellent for arthritis, but it gives you that zap. It gives you the energy. It gives you all those wonderful minerals, and you can literally feel the difference as if you've been zapped with goodness. So that recipe is, I always say, and these are fresh vegetables and fruits that I'm speaking of, a handful of kale, and I would say a small handful, a woman's handful of kale greens. Not very good with, that could probably be a loose cup full. The same amount of spinach, okay? I say 3 stalks of celery. which is where all of your natural organic minerals are going to come from. If you have a big piece of ginger, you may want to use about a fourth of that of fresh ginger, 1/4 cucumber. Then you can also add 1 or 2, according to taste, of a big red delicious apple.
Oh my!
And
goodness.
I want to.
Okay, go ahead. Mm-hmm,
and I do food combination combining, so I'm not very particular about fruits and vegetables, but in the case of apples with these vegetables, it's neutral, so it's okay. But I would say to make sure that you seed the apple, peel the carrots and chop off the hairy part, of course, and everything. You could put this through a juicer or high-powered blender like a Vitamix, or you can put it in a juicer, citrifuel juicer, that separates the pulp from the juice. One is going to give you a pulpy drink, which is going to make a lot more. The other one's going to be without the pulp. And what you do is you have a high-energy, delicious, anti-inflammatory drink. If you want to make it even more powerful, you can add a little ginger, more ginger. And if you want to make it sweeter, you can add another apple. And you will feel the zap of goodness from head to toe.
Wow, that is awesome. And I really want to make a drink right now. I really do. I think that is it time for break? I'm thinking that when we come back, I want to talk about my special recipe for pain. And, you know, I'm a green drink specialist. So I wake up thinking about green. And, you know, one of the things I always tell people is that you give your body what it needs and it will crave it. If you
yes.
wake up thinking about coffee and cigarettes, then your body's going to want that every single day. But if you wake up giving your body a green drink, your body's going to want that every single day. Doesn't that make sense? If you give your body the food, it will crave it, good or bad. Unfortunately, it's good or bad. I happen to give my body a green drink, so it craves it.
It's very, very true. It's almost as if the body says, if you make one step, I'll make 2 to 10 steps. And it's very, very true. So we understand, and that's why you come to Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, or one of the facilities that we own. So we can help you get that first step boost. But the beautiful thing about it is that when you make that first step and you can start this regime of these green drinks and essential oils, you will see that you're craving it. And as your body craves that, because it's been deprived more than likely of these organic nutritional substances that I like to say are meant for our biological needs, the other addictive things that are inorganic and do not suit our biological needs, those cravings become less and less. I mean, and that's a whole nother show, how we've helped so many break addictions just through this process. So have faith, everyone. Not only is it delicious, but it creates a system in your body where you begin to crave these nutritious things more and more, which makes it a lot easier to undergo a healthy program.
I know. And you can actually fall in love with your drink so much, you just start throwing everything in there. I mean, I remember my daughter's watching me. She says, you put that in there too? I go, oh, yeah. I says, I'm going to put everything in my green drink right now so I don't have to worry about my nutrition. And then one day I'm going to give a whole show on what's happening to our food and how we now have new hope for food that have lots of nutrition in it. But that's another show too. We can go on and on and on. But my special green drink, and this doesn't have anything to do with weight loss, because you know when I'm going to detox, that's a whole different show, and I'm going to do a whole show on how to detox the right way. But let's just talk about my superfood that I believe really helps me and that kept me from ever having that diagnosis of arthritis. I totally believe that. I did not want to hear it. I didn't want to go down that road talking about arthritis, and I never had a pain ever since. And everyone knows that I've been around for a lot of years, okay? Despite the fact that I had a horrible 25 years ago when they tried to give up on me, 30 years ago. My green drink in the morning when I start out with, I don't really pay a lot of attention to what greens if I have greens in my refrigerator, right, it's going into my juicer. Bottom line, cucumbers are going into my juicer. Bottom line, I'm going to put something like a beet or a carrot or something to give it some sweet. That's going into my juicer. I'm going to put a piece of ginger. That's going into my juicer. And you know what? I love avocados because I want my juice to be like a little thick, a little like a smoothie. So I will put a piece of avocado in there, and I'll look in my cabinet and I'll say, what protein powder can I put in my drink so that it gives me that fullness so that I don't get hungry again? So I'll put my favorite protein powder in there. I'll put a little bit of stevia in there if I don't have enough of the beets because I like it to be sweet, you know, and that for me is a power drink. And I will open up my probiotic capsule that I keep in my refrigerator that's called my 50 billion units, you know, because I believe that you need probiotics every single day. And I'll open up that capsule and I'll put that in the juicer as well. And then I will make sure that if it's not thick enough, I may throw some ice in there. It depends on whether I want room temperature or whether I want it cold. I have that option. Someone asked me, do you use garlic or do you use ginger? I says, you pick, you don't have to stick to one spice, whatever right. you feel right. like that morning. If you feel like ginger to pick you up, if you feel like a strong taste of garlic because you want to feel like you had some food and have garlic, but you don't have to pick and choose. You can do it all. And sometimes I don't feel like having ginger. I feel like having garlic in the middle of the afternoon because I want it to taste like more like food. So that's my power drink. And I forgot to tell you, I will add almonds or cashews if I feel like I need a little bit more protein. So that's my juice tip for the day. We're going to go to break and come back with more recipes for your chronic illness to make you feel healthier and happier.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hello, we're back. Dr. Ronnie, your host, and I'm with Dr. McCabe, and we're talking about chronic illness and how to feel healthier and happier with your chronic illness. I know we get a lot of calls in and we get texts, and I just wanted to do this because someone so dear to us is asking about her child and about what juice or supplement we can give the child to drink to help her child feel better with arthritis. Dr. McCabe, do you have a special remedy for her daughter with a chronic illness? Something that you know, because I know you have three boys that you got on to juices and you did very well with them. Mm-hmm. I did 50% of what you did with my children. 50% of them do well and 50% don't. So why don't you give us a juice for this young lady?
Okay, and if you don't mind, I'm going to re-give out the number because you and I are both getting a lot of text in. So we just want to say to our listeners, you're also free to call in, and they'll send it by way of a text also, or you can speak live. And that number again is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819, and we will address as many questions and comments as we can. To address this question, and yes, this is actually a dear friend of both of ours, it's a very common question I'm given, as my clientele is what I call working America. So most of my clientele do have children at home. And what can we give the children? The same juice recipe that I gave, what I would do for children is it's best to always include a carrot and an apple. Why? Because those are going to deliver a sweeter taste. The carrot is awesome in the minerals and the beta carotene and other things that the children need to grow. And the apple is as well, actually one of the highest fruits in protein and absorbable minerals that your body can utilize instantly. So you still give them the green drink. It's no way to disguise the color. And I do not suggest it, because I've had clients come to me and say, well, they won't drink it because it's green. They won't drink it. You won't drink it because it's green. But if you give it to your child, more than likely they'll drink it. The only time children don't is if they see a negative reaction from the parent. So if they see you drink it with joy, I've had no problem with children drinking these green drinks. In order to make it sweeter, add a little bit more apple, add a carrot. So one suggestion is one peeled carrot, one peeled seeded apple, a half of a handful of kale, a half of a handful of spinach, a half a stalk of celery, a small piece of ginger. And you can also add an organic lemon and cut it in half, and it just adds a zing to the drink. And that should be very sweet. I don't like sweeteners, but if you need to add a sweetener, stevia. And it's a delicious anti-inflammatory drink that has lots of energy. And this would be the right type of energy that helps their brains to focus and to pay attention and to be excited and feel good, rather than hyperactive energy that they run off of artificial sugars.
Wow, that's awesome. I'm going to actually post that on our website, because we have a lot of children, and as naturopaths, we tend to do more adult care. But I think in 2015, we're going to spend a lot of time on our children as well. One person said to me earlier, and we were talking about, the chronic illness and symptoms. And she said to me, well, all of these symptoms, do you identify them all? And I wanted to bring this up because we're going to be talking more about this part four next week. There is a rise in what's called mysterious illness. And, you mm-hmm. and I both know what that is. And the symptoms of this so-called mysterious illness is a series of different symptoms. And you're going to hear things that people say all the time. That's when naturopaths are doing their work is well worth seeing and pursuing a naturopath, because we're used to mysterious illnesses, aren't we? And this is the list. If you listen to the list, you go, yep, that's me. You never get a diagnosis when you go to the doctor, because mm-hmm. It's a mysterious illness. But these are the symptoms. And you have what's called fatigue, extreme fatigue, always tired. You have headaches, always a headache. You have a pain somewhere. Believe me, you got pain somewhere. I can remember my whole body was pain. I said to the doctor, even my eyeballs hurt. Of course, he ran to get that prescription pad. He was going to give me Prozac, because I sounded like a crazy person, right? And of course, depression and irritability, mood swings. You even have stomach problems and respiratory problems. I mean, all of these symptoms. And so, and some people have skin conditions. So what I'm saying here is that there's symptoms all over the place, but you don't walk out with the diagnosis, because it's that mysterious illness. And what I tell people is that mysterious illness is what I call a very toxic body. And, if I said that 20 years ago, oh man, I mean, I had so many people and physicians and doctors and people saying there's no such thing. That's the most craziest thing I've ever heard. Today, we now know that that's called a very toxic body. You usually can get diagnosed with something like somebody may be getting diagnosed with multiple sclerosis or maybe Parkinson's disease. I don't know. There's so many different diagnoses that have these combinations of illnesses. But the point that I'm trying to make here is that until you clean up your diet, until you clean up your water, the water that you drink, until you clean up your emotional state, none of these things will matter. No medication will help you. No surgery will help you. That you have to go on what's called a lifestyle change. And every chronic illness that we talk about, we're going to be talking about a lifestyle change. We're going to talk about how you can change because you're in control of your body. We're going to talk about how you can change your body through water, how you can change your body with eating the right foods, even down to picking the right supplements. It's all very important, and it doesn't happen overnight. You have to become partners with your team. You need support. Even I need support. I do have support. I talk to other naturopaths. I have medical doctors as my friends. I have nutritionists as my friends. I can get on the phone call and call anyone. I'm not the sole caretaker of my body because I can't be, and neither can you. But you can start right now at least having control of what you put in your body. What you eat every day makes a big, huge difference in who you are. And I know, Dr. McCabe, that one of the things that you love doing is developing special protocols for people. And I do that as well because I think that's so very important. And next week, when we tune into the last part of this series, we like to give a lot of different recipes that most chronic illness people can take. Outside of customizing your program, there's certain nutrients that we all should take. And I'm going to bring up a couple of foods that are very important for people to take every single day.
Right. That's true. And I know you pointed out earlier, and I've had so many people, but the thing that you said is so true is that amongst ourselves, we have countless resources. Although we've gone to school and amongst us, we have 50 and with some of our other colleagues, literally hundreds of years of education between us. The point is that we're constantly doing consultation amongst each other. And I know, you know, at one time I had a horrible bleeding ulcer and I was already on a natural path. That caused me to get consultation from those who had more information. And totally eradicate that without any use of medications and have never had a problem with it since. So I just wanted to point out to our listeners that we practice and live this with our most valuable assets, including our bodies and our children's bodies. And that's why we're able to deliver to you such a high quality product of advice and programs.
Yeah, and that, you know, one of the most amazing lessons that I had to learn along the way in educating my clients, which was disheartening for me, and it was hard to get across to people, that when you first start a wellness program or when you first start any type of program that have a higher quality of food or a higher quality of supplementation, you get what's called, you experience some initial discomfort. And that initial discomfort, it's classified, there's a couple of names for it. It's either called a healing crisis or a Herxmeyer reaction. There's some people that call it an acute crisis to a health protocol. But whatever the name is, what happens is you start throwing toxicity into your lymphatic system, your bloodstream, and so initially you feel bad. At that moment, instead of rejoicing and saying, great, this is really, I'm getting better, it sort of scares people away from being on that health protocol. They start saying, well, I had one lady said, no, I'm done. My body don't like green drinks. I said, so your body don't like vegetables? She says, nope. She says, every time I eat vegetables, I get sick. And so I had to spend a lot of time educating her on why that happens and that that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
This is your host, Dr. Ronnie. I'll see you next week on Dr. Nakeba Maureen, who is a nutritional healer specializing in mind-body therapy, is here for you. If you want to call her, 314-398-8676. Thank you so much, Dr. Nakeba. I love you dearly.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Ronnie, Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. Tune in every Friday, 3 p.m., for more exciting guests and surprising stories. Visit her website at drronnieholistichealth.com. Skype her at ronnie.deluce. Tweet at twitter.com, Dr. Ronnie. Or call and leave a text at 774-208-2477.